I wasn't one of those founders who scanned the GDP for opportunity and was like ki kuch karna hai ab dekhte hain ki kya karna hai.
I remember Christ College ke bahar do ladke 19 year old engineering boys and I'm talking about customer behavior changing in the last 5 years. 4-step skincare routine for both of them. And I was just like, you know, the day you realize that engineering boys have 4-step skincare routines, India has changed. Randomly on the street, she just randomly asked people, can I cut your hair?
I think consent first. We had like paper cutouts and you were like, shelf me dekho, toh we would go to like, you know, Apollo Pharmacy and be like, can we please put this paper cutout here?
What is the decade plan? Like, how do you guys think about like 2040 for Moxie?
We're building a younger, edgier, cooler, cleaner L'Oreal.
Hi everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of The Barbershop. Today I'm joined by two very special founders. We had done one episode with the Anvation founders, which did really well. Personally, it really piqued my curiosity because I am able to see how founders of today, maybe in the last, people who have started their company in the last 1 or 2 years, they think very differently, far more sophisticated, far more nuanced than, for example, someone like me when I started Bombay Shaving Company back in 2016, where I feel like a little bit of a dinosaur, but it gives me the opportunity to learn and also to bring to the barbershop viewers how today's founders are thinking about building their businesses. Today, we have with us Nikita and Anmol. Nikita and Anmol are founders of Moxie. I am personally very close to them because Nikita and I shared an employer before this. But more than that, they incubated their company inside the Bombay Shaving Company offices for a year. We were very, very privileged to host them and learn from them and see them bring their baby, their product, their brand, everything to life in our very office. So Nikita and Anmol, welcome to the barbershop and thank you so much for giving us the time.
Oh, thank you so much. Having us back. When you're saying that, it's bringing back a lot of memories, you know, paper cutouts of the first iteration of the packaging, you know, and you were like holding it 6 feet away, ki iska shelf through kya hai. So really, it's... And I, before even the team, I actually sat here for even longer than a year, right? There were many months when I was alone. 1 year I was alone, there was no team. Yeah. And I used to come here a lot. So this is very much, you know, home for us. So thank you for having us.
Oh, we're very, very happy to have you. But 6 months from launch, 2.5 years, like Anmol was reminding me, that ye 6 mahine ka growth nahi hai, 2.5 saal ka growth hai.
Yeah.
But I remember you guys discussing the category. Hair is a personally a not very favorite category of mine. But you guys had gone deep in research. But talk about what was the spark of the idea? Because we'll come to your 6 months growth and like just taken off like a, you know, like a rocket. But we'll come to that specifically. But let's take a step back to how do you guys think about the idea for Moxie, the consumer obsession that clearly you both have. We'll talk through that a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So it started, I think, with me and my personal journey with my hair, which never used to look like this. And growing up, especially when you grew up in Delhi, everyone is very trigger happy with straightener. So it was always frizzy. The words that the beauty industry teaches you are rukhe, sukhe, unmanageable, unruly. So that is what I would use to describe it. And pretty much from my early teens, I was always straightening it. And then...
Was it like a school thing? Are you an APS?
Yes. It starts very early, you know, like it's like offhand comments. Like when I was in the sixth grade, I was to receive some prize in the assembly. It was a big day for an 11-year-old. And the headmistress was like, oh, just do something about your hair for tomorrow. So, and I didn't even feel bad. I think like the worst part is by 11, I already knew that anytime I have to be taken seriously, I'm going to have to like...
Straighten your hair.
Yes. So I told my mom, we have to, you know, wake up early. 6 baje kaun sa parlor khula hota hai, right? And help me straighten it at home. 11 years old. Right, right. But
and was it in the same basket as uncut nails and unironed uniform, like having unkempt hair? Was
I
it
think
like
not as
a discipline issue or was it like a cosmetic issue?
Yeah, I don't think it's a discipline thing. It's definitely a cosmetic thing. On a daily basis, it's just a case of your hair should be tied and all of that. But prize wale din jab photo khichegi meri tumhare saath, then your hair better be blowed, right? It's an absurd thing to say to an 11-year-old, right? It's terrible. But that is what we are fed, right? Growing up, you see that, you know, celebrity with the extremely fake photoshopped hair and you think ki yehi hona chahiye. After the shower, I should come out looking like this. And if I don't, then mujh mein koi kami hogi, right? Mere baal bure hain, I don't have good hair. I hear that a lot still from young girls and now it infuriates me, right? I'm filled with rage. Like, no, your hair is good. You're using the wrong products and you're being taught something, right? So that when you sit in a chair in a salon, someone can be like, arre baal kharab ho rahe hain, aap treatment kara lo. Right? It is pretty toxic, right? It's the fairness cream equivalent for hair. I think I've said this before to you also. So I think over my journey of figuring out how to take care of my hair, it literally took over my life. Like I would have been a partner at McKinsey last year had I stayed. Yeah. And I loved what I did. Everything was going well, but laga ki bhai isko solve karna padega. So it was very purpose-led. I think I wasn't one of those founders who scanned the GDP for opportunities. It was very much a problem I wanted to solve. And you know, the thesis went beyond curly hair, right? And I think overall what we're trying to do is we are building very high-performing products for Indian hair types, weather, and habits. And so there are two parts to this. One is, what do we mean when we say high-performing?
I love it. Intentionally formulated for real, glorious Indian hair.
Yes, yes. And why is that important? A, because by high performance, I mean like salon quality products. We give you the 2,000 rupee experience at the 600 rupee price point, which was the lowest I could go. I was like, because like that is the benchmark, right? I'm not comparing with brands in my price band. When we do our consumer trials, it is it better than the luxury product or as good as the luxury product? That is the bar. And we keep going. That's why we take 18 months to complete R&D on a product. That has to be the standard. Right. And when we say for Indian hair types, weather and habits, that's because Indian hair is genetically different. Right. And as you know, there is very deep copy paste culture in India. When you look at large brands, they copy paste what they do in the West. Yeah. And when you look at young brands also, R&D culture, right, actually having a team of scientists with PhDs is very rare. It's more or less marketing innovation because it's grueling. It grew 18 months. I was like, for all practical purposes, you know, unemployed. So to do that is hard.
Yeah. Also, I think what we did was when we started researching how deep is the problem, is it only her feeling that this is a large problem or because, you know, a lot of people feel like, how do I validate this thesis? So we went and...
You feel the problem, it feels like 100x bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want to be in that echo chamber of the three girls with frizzy hair, right?
So yeah, that was one. That's one of the most basic mistakes a founder can make, you know, make a problem larger than it is in your own head. So what we did was we went to spoke to people at HUL. We took out our batchmates from MBA, from all places, FMCG companies. And what we realized was the fact that we got certain figures. 90% of Indians, which is essentially brown skin people, have wavy to curly hair. And I realized this because...
90%?
90%. And see, the thing is, men, as a guy, you don't really think about these things too much. But like, hair types are divided between 1A to 4C. So there are a range of hair types which have their own problems.
So how do you think about the name, the brand, the product? Like what you've put in the consumer's hand, how did you guys craft that over the last 2.5 years?
So I think maybe we should start with product because that's the oldest journey So that is, that's the kind of the full 2 years. You know, on day one, I went about trying to figure out, like I'm, you know, very passionate about now, I've quit McKinsey and I'm like, you know, I'm going to do this full time and acha product banana. But I had no idea where to start. So the first thing I think that I needed to get super clear on, and I'd get a lot of advice from folks, it should be, you know, mostly the game will be about getting the price right, getting the distribution right. Product is never that important. You know, you should just start asking for samples from third-party manufacturers. And some instinct in me was saying that this doesn't seem like it's going to solve what I'm trying to do, because I'm very specifically trying to make better products for Indian hair, for Indian weather, which don't exist, right? We are using global products, usko dilute karke kisi tarah, bottle mein, spray bottle mein dalke, like it's... We do all kinds of jugaad.
It's all jugaad, yeah.
Yeah, but something that truly works for us, I was like, this doesn't seem right. So, McKinsey skill set of give it a research and find the expert. Started meeting scientists. I was like, if you don't have doctor at the beginning of your name, I don't think that you're going to be able to do what I need, right? And you're not going to have the intent to create IP of our own. So, the first thing that we needed to sort was that. So, we got an excellent team. They happen to be all women. That is not by design, but it's very helpful.
It's a very good. It's a good superpower. Yeah.
Yeah. So we started doing that. So there's an entire stage gating process. The other thing is, if you want to, if your moat is going to be a high performing product, if you want to, like I said, give that salon quality experience at 1/3 the price point, you need to do you only outsource the science. Unko chemistry aati hai. Unko baki sab nahi aata. Consumer research. Who should be in the trial cohorts, right? What instructions do you give them? How do you ensure that, like what you were saying earlier, that the articulation of what the product should do is correct and is in terms of the problem that they want to solve? How do you help them adjust how to use it? It's very complex. In fact, I needed to recruit people from all over the country. So literally, I would walk up to people in malls and stuff. And, you know, and that is another thing that proved that it's a deep problem, because when I would say, I'm doing this, will you participate in our trial? Yeah. Every single person said yes.
The good part in your business also is that you can identify.
I would see them and be like, this, I need colored hair of a certain texture. I should ask this person if they're willing to, you know, participate, and I would get them excited. But you can only outsource, like, they know how to make a stable emulsion. But in the beginning, we'll do a brief. I was also, even as an enthusiast, pretty deep on it, as deep as I could be without being a chemist. So now we have, you know, my one of our EIRs, Rupika, who does all of this. But you can't outsource that. They will not give you the product validated, tested with people. Wo sari mehnat khud kar di hoti hai. Unko, you only outsource the chemistry, right? And this is something that even when I talk to other entrepreneurs who want to do something in personal care, I'm like, you, there is no shortcut. You have to sew a lot on this and make your own trial panel and things like that. So you need to make sure that all of that is right. You're getting your instructions down to a T in terms of how to use. So uspe bahut mehnat hai. I think that is where, when Anmol was saying it's not a 6 month journey, it's a 2 year, 6 month journey. One of the hardest things to do, and with hardly any advice from people on how to do it, because I don't think anyone was obsessing this way. Not in hair. I didn't meet anybody who even encouraged me to do it like this.
No, absolutely.
And what we, and while we were doing this initial research of just getting the trials done, etc., what I realized was the fact that what I spoke to Nikita about, as is like, you know, we should, the country that we're selling to is so wide and broad in terms of customer segments, what their needs are, etc., and we've not traveled, right? So what we initially did, and I really liked doing this project and this experiment, was we put our two core team members, Shantanu and Rupika, we put them in a train, and we took train from city to city. So we went to Hyderabad, we went to Chennai, then we went to Coimbatore, then we went to Bangalore, we did Thrissur, we did Kochi, we went to malls, we went to IKEA, we went to colleges, we stood outside college campuses, and we just asked people what they do and what do they look like and what do they use, what do they spend money on, and just get information from the ground. It was a mind-blowing experience because of the fact that I remember Christ College ke bahar, do ladke, 19-year-old engineering boys, right? And I'm talking about customer behavior changing in the last 5 years, right? 4-step skincare routine for both of them, right? And as is like, you know, the day you realize that engineering boys have 4-step skincare routines, India has changed. And it's moved. So that was mind-blowing. We spoke to so many young girls who talked about what they use, what they want out of their hair. And what I also realized was the fact that hair is not hair care, it's hair styling as well. And hair styling has taken a front seat in today's generation because it's get ready with me videos, right? And get ready with me, pura look hai.
And you were very open to work, to college. That didn't used to be there culturally, right? Yeah. Now you are able to do that. So that's why aesthetic is also very important.
And I remember this because you guys had raised capital and you guys, and this is 2021-22, right? When there were like a lot of companies, because this is when funding booms happen in the Series D, Series C, Series D stage, a lot of that capital kind of flows down into seed or angel funding very, very quickly, right? So that was the 22 phase. And I remember, and since you're a very well-known person in our circles, there were discussions around, why aren't they launching it? Why aren't they launching it? It's taking time. And I was like, I always think that, you know, customer obsession just takes time. And this trip, which you are very casually talking about right now, would have been a long one, would have taken a lot of time. And you guys would have sitting in trains, and we are not used to, at McKinsey or at Paytm, we are used to like very fast turnarounds and very quick.
Yeah.
Product out, like we start thinking outcome backed. But customer obsession, customer first products, getting the nuance of a product right just takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And Anmol is very, very particular about this. He's like, if us as the core team, I had not been to any of these cities except Bangalore. He's like, if you have not been, if you only understand one part of the country, and especially like this hair texture problem, it's more humid there. Genetically also, the hair is more, quote unquote, unmanageable, right? Wavier, curlier. If you have not met and physically seen and spoken to 50 of them, then tum kaise banaoge? Matlab, like, it's so fundamental. And when you put it that way, you're like, you know what, you're right. We should jump on a train and just do this. Yeah. But very, and you know, I'm very grateful that this is the office that I sat in to incubate this. Because even I would sometimes think, is it worth taking so long? Because should I be prioritizing speed when it comes to all of this? But not once did you tell me to hurry. You would keep telling me, take your time, get it right. Yeah. It's okay. You know, there's no train to catch. Yeah. No pun unintended. take your time and get it right. Because, I mean, I think I could feel like even friends, family, everyone was like, tu do saal se bole ja rahi hai. Are you still working on that thing? I mean, I guess very much so, you know, like 16 hours a day. Yeah. So why isn't it out yet? But we took the decision to really overinvest in everything and get it really, really right and not rush into it. And I'm glad we did that. And that is why it's been like hyperscale in 6 months, right? That is the fruit of those 2 years of just being...
But you would not be assured of hyperscaling when you launch.
Not at all.
Putting in that effort and that would have been a
huge
difficult one. Also, I think... Frankly, investors come at it from an IRR standpoint. If you give me IRR in 8 years versus 5 years, then the same return, then I would much rather take 5 years, right? And that's where there is misalignment of, from a timing standpoint, there is capital allocation misalignment to business or institution building in your case. Yeah. So to do that, I think takes courage, and that's a learning that I think, one is the obvious learning from Nikita and Anmol is to just be, everyone talks about this, by the way, or being consumer obsessed, but many people just stayed without actually doing it. I think in this case where I've like had a front row seat to them taking all these train journeys, like obsessing over touching people's hair, etc. I think whatever product you're building, being consumer backed in the most authentic way, is a huge learning from.
You have to do your lab tests, you have to do your Dermat tests, all of that you have to do, but that's not enough.
Yeah.
That is extremely technical and theoretical.
Yeah.
And that tells you that the product is good on paper, but eventually the moment of truth is jab log baal mein lagayenge to unko kaisa lagega, right?
No one.
Yeah, exactly. When it's dry, what?
So what were the fruit of labor? What are the products that you guys finally came out with? You came out with the regimen, right? Like you.
Yes. So we've got our initial ranges. Yeah. Our first range, our starting point is the frizzy, wavy, dry, curly hair category. Yeah. So we have a regimen. It's a 4-step regimen. There are 5 products.
So, by the way, guys, I think when it comes to beauty and when it comes to, you know, when it comes to making someone feel good looking, just the product being good looking is so important. And you guys have done a phenomenal job with this, like truly. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. I agree. And then we'll come to that. I think we were going to talk about like brand and moving beyond product. But in terms of product, so we have a shampoo, conditioner. That's step 1 and 2, which is your usual shampoo conditioner in the shower. Then immediately after that, step 3 is either a leave-in conditioner or a curl cream.
Okay.
This is like a moisturizer for your hair.
Yeah.
So fundamentally, our hair, the reason it is frizzy, wavy, is because it's dry. The natural oils are not able to travel down the hair shaft because the cuticle is uneven.
Yeah.
The top layer of the hair is uneven. So leave-in conditioner or curl cream is either or. The leave-in conditioner is a very light moisturizer.
Oh.
If your hair is slightly dry, frizzy, or in a loose wave, the curl cream is a very heavy, dense, it has 3 butters in it, it's a heavy moisturizer for hair that's very, very coarse or very, very frizzy. But even for like an MVP, it was, I think, early on in our trials only, it was very clear that we need 2 levels of moisturization. The last one is a gel-based serum. Mm. Gel-based serums are far superior to your typical silicone-based serum because that doesn't do much.
Correct.
That's very cosmetic. It's in some ways like an oil replacement.
Ah.
But this is a product that's very unique. There are also a lot of gels that are there in India already. A lot of brands do like curly hair gels, but those are kind of heavy, sticky. They leave a tactile feel. Sometimes the next day you feel like there's something in your hair, and people hate that in India. We do not want anything that weighs our hair down even a little bit. So this is a very unique product. Yeah. It is water-based. There's nothing like it. I think even globally, maybe it's one of the first of its kind. It's very spreadable.
Yeah.
So it feels like a serum.
Yeah.
So it gives you that serum experience, all the good things sensorially about a serum, being lightweight, being easy to use, even a pea-sized amount on your whole hair. It was very tough for us to crack this, but it still does. So I have a bunch of it in my hair right now. I always do. So it helps to keep it from getting like frizzy and messy and tangly. So this is like a magic product, little polarizing. But
another thing with this product, right? I think this I learned from a shopkeeper, by the way. Any of these products, right, a gel or a balm, is like, I remember going to a shopkeeper, he like immediately took it out and put it on his hand and held his hand like this to see how far it slips in how much time. And the more stable it was, the happier he got. And okay, cool, this seems to be something, yeah, it's the quality of, you can make out. So it's funny, by now, a poor quality gel would have kind of separated and would have seemed like a liquid marker on the product.
Yeah.
Amazing. So again, guys, I think, I remember, by the way, again, so many memories come back, right, when I see this. I remember us discussing key ये आपको लाइक आई डोंट नो whether द कैमरास कैन कैप्चर इट. दिस इज अ क्लासिक सीमलेस ट्यूब. ओके नाउ मेनी कंपनीज इन द वर्ल्ड मेक दिस. इंडिया इज अ मैसिव मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ दिस. बट द ट्रिक इज डू यू वांट टू राइट माय हैंड्स अ लिटिल सीरमी राइट नाउ बट डू यू वांट टू राइट योर एंटायर कम्युनिकेशन ऑन द ट्यूब और डू यू वांट टू राइट ऑन लेबल दैट कम्स ऑन द ट्यूब. एंड इफ यू राइट ऑन लेबल इट्स अ लॉट मोर फ्लेक्सिबल यू आर अ लॉट मोर सप्लाई चेन कॉन्शियस. But what ends up happening is sometimes the label and the tube look different. So getting the colors right, now the colors will look one way on the laptop screen, but look very different when you produce it. But you guys have done such a stellar job. And I always used to think that Garnier was like a gold standard or like a black standard on this end, because you could never make out it's a labeled tube.
Yeah.
But you guys have done amazing. Like just the contrast between the Pantone on the tube and the label is just so seamless. It's beautiful.
We, this way we bahut mehnat lagi on all of the packaging. I called you in the middle of the night.
Ye color nahi aa raha hai. I think crimpy mein bhi problem aa gaya tha na.
Yeah. Every possible problem. You know, that's the first time that you're doing everything. We were naive to think ki first prototype sab cheez ka sahi aayega. Even that bloody bottle, I think that's like shaved years off of my life getting it right. But I think we're happy that we put in all of that effort, because what's finally come out, like you were saying, we want people to feel like that feeling of a good hair day. That's what Moxie means, you know, coming up to the brand.
Yes.
The word Moxie means character and like X factor, you know, so you've got Moxie. And that is the feeling of a good hair day. So we wanted to be able to capture that also visually, that the brand champions, like there is that serious message of the intentionally formulated for real glorious Indian hair. But we champion the feeling of a good hair day. I'm sick of seeing that really fake, over photoshopped, over processed image of hair. And
all hair oil hats have like this, yeah. Women in long black hair like doing this and that.
And then she'll become the most popular girl in college. And you know, saari shaadi ke rishte aa jayenge. Like, it's so silly.
Yeah.
And honestly, even the girls with straight hair feel like their hair is not bouncy enough. Nobody's happy. Right? Because it's too realistic.
Yeah.
So no one is happy. So I was like, ye nahi karenge. So no Photoshop. All the images that we use, zero. Even when we did our photo shoot, I remember the photographer was like, later if there are any flyaways, you know, then you'll tell me. I was like, no, Kiti, I won't tell you. I want them there. Don't dare retouch a single piece of hair. I don't want to perpetuate this anymore. That's the point of the brand, right? So rather than going with a more, though science is so core to us, right? I've been talking about it ad nauseum, like I'm going on and on. Though it's so core, I felt the brand is more, we want to talk about the beauty aspect of hair, right? And not maybe position it as, talk about the science. But in the name, in the palette, you know, keep it youthful and celebrate the feeling of a good hair day and just real hair. Real hair is so gorgeous, right? Why are we not showing it? It's 2024. It's really time. So that is how we were thinking about kind of visual identity.
Yeah, but talk about color. Okay, I remember distinctly discussing this with you that this color on a shelf might be tricky. It might look dirtier because mel bada jayega, etc. But you guys were like, you know, like me, yahi karna hai, this just is us. But talk about like the choice of this neon. Yeah. What do you call it there? What's the color?
Yeah,
the Pantone called?
Yeah, it's neon. It's, I mean, short rules, I think, the color of tennis ball, but it's neon.
Tennis ball.
Yeah. So it's, we...
When we promote at Roland Garros or Wimbledon, Wimbledon banner would look nice.
I think it's actually a great idea. That is a great idea.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So we went with this. So there's the choice of color is also actually very scientific. Mujhe nahi pata tha ye sab. I was like, you pick something that's like nice and, you know, memorable. But semiotics, the term semiotics, and, you know, when we'd speak to folks who've been in branding for a long time, they'd be like, this choice is very, there is a lot of science that goes behind it. So we wanted to pick something that represents being authentic and real, which is a very Gen Z thing. So when you think of millennials, you think of millennial pink, dusty rose. It's a very pastel sort of palette, which is how most beauty brands have been even so far, right? Even in India, the first generation of digitally native ones. Yeah. And that represents a far more manicured representation of your life and your identity.
Yeah.
But Gen Z is not like that, right? Billie Eilish is a Gen Z icon, not...
Her hair is color.
Yeah. Or like, it's even greener, right? Yeah. It's her. It's not, I don't know, Ariana Grande, maybe, like, or whoever. It was kind of that more traditional beauty archetype. So you're talking about being real, right? So we didn't want to go with something that is a traditional beauty category code. It was a risk. It's a departure. But the semiotics of this color is that it's, and that is what we're celebrating, right? Just being who you are, figuring out what works for you. And if that is the Billie Eilish hairstyle, then that's wonderful, right? That is, there's no one way to be beautiful and Indian. That what you're talking about, that very typical hair oil ad, that's not the only way to have beautiful hair. So with that in mind, I think we wanted to be very clear that we want to break the category code. And then the other things around shelf throw, make sure that it's bright, ownable, memorable, right? That's, of course, table stakes. And then we combined it with the steel, which is a more familiar, subtle color, right? We didn't want it to be too much. So even the choice of how to use them, how to balance them, right? Your more familiar use cases, which are more about hair health, your shampoo and conditioner is primarily teal. And then your styling use case. These two products are, it's the opposite ratio, right? In terms of how much it is about hair health and how much it is about aesthetic and styling. So that's where then you infuse more of the neon. So isme matlab, it blew my mind also to know how much science goes into visual identity and color palette.
It is.
Yeah, but that
the
is...
The whole 369, kind of right? The six-foot shelf throw thing.
Yeah.
Because if you look at a shelf in India, people are walking, you have to grab the glance on either side while they're walking through an aisle that is not designed for movement in either direction. Right?
Yeah.
In the shelf itself, you will be competing with all of the brands that you spoke about.
From HUL.
Everyone, right? You used to tell us this. We when before we had the actual prototypes, we had like paper cutouts, and you were like, "Shelf me dekho." So we would go to like you know Apollo Pharmacy and be like, "Can we please put this paper cutout here?" And
yeah, I have images of that where we've gone ahead and behind the bottles that are on the shelf, from the outside we've put it there, and then we've taken a full photo of that to see ki kya nikal ke aa raha hai. Aur agar aise 10 lagenge to uska shelf throw kya aayega?
Will the eye go there? You know, even if it's at a lower shelf level. So all of that guidance, I think. We used that the Bombay Shaving Company ecosystem well, right? To ask all of these questions, to do all of these tests. Otherwise, again, you get stuck in your own echo chamber of bahut sundar hai.
That is so true. This whole thing around good looking marketing versus effective marketing. And I was talking to Arindam, the Attenberg founding member guy. He was saying, look, every marketing team wants to create viral content today. But do you remember viral content? What are the biggest viral campaign from 2022? We don't remember it. Because we enjoy the content, we don't know what it stands for the most part. And that's what I think is super critical when it comes to like just marketing in general, is like just the consistency of messaging, you know, just getting the basics right.
Yeah.
He gives the example of Kent. Like in a water purifier, if you want to say subsession, like what is the purest water? Kent. They've been saying that one thing for the last 30 years, right? And that's what people miss. So it's amazing to see that you got in the shelf throw and the communication kind of really spot on, like up front.
Yeah. And I think, also in the early days when we had this discussion, when we were going in with this, when we were trying to figure out what's the brand name, what's the packaging, what's the design that looks like. I think... What we also, along with the product being global, what we also realized the fact that this has to be a globally competing product on a brand level. And the thought came from the fact that, see, the thing is, in India, up until now, mid-90s, 80s, nobody was building brands. Like, how many global brands have we currently built, right?
Not even.
And, yeah. And now... is the time when, you know, in hair, especially in our circles, what we would do is ki are mera NRI cousin hai wahan se ya wo ja rahi hai, please mere liye wo liana, mere liye wo wala shampoo liana. I was like, you know, it's 2024 and it's high time we stop doing that, because one part of it is the fact that there's a brand pull, and part of it is the fact that those products may be better from a quality perspective. We can solve both of them today in this country, and it's important we do that. See, the thing is, it's hair is not just about, or the brand that you use is not just about what it looks like, you know, it's about how you feel. And I call it the, you know, the day I think Virat Kohli stood up against Australia and, you know, we're Indian, we have competency, we have the skill, and we will give it back to you. So you know what? Somebody in India needs to stand up, and brands have to stand up and say, okay, you know what? Like, we have the capability, we have the brain, we have the packaging, we have design, we have the, all the skills available to compete globally.
So our brand Bala does it so well.
Yes.
Too good.
Right? I will see the packaging has taken tea from India, but he's not lost his Indianness.
Yeah.
It's not an Indian brand that's trying to be Western. Yeah. It's a very Indian brand that is absolutely celebrating its Indianness.
Yeah.
But they're building a such
a... Yeah, it's not chai latte. Like, you know, it's
yeah.
It's, and also, it isn't pretending.
And he's yeah. selling to Indians in the US.
Yeah.
He's selling to Americans in the US. Or he's selling to, you know, local people in the world. Otherwise, we have a lot of brands that celebrate Indianness but remain very Indian. Patanjali, for example, is a fantastic brand.
Yeah.
But I'm very sure that the large percentage of its buyers outside India are Indian people.
Yeah, those global sensibilities are like, you need to be a little bit more multicultural. I think Vadam is beautiful that way, in that the roots are very, very Indian, right? It isn't something masquerading as Indian or like, I can't think of a better choice of words, but using Indian stereotypes.
Yeah.
It's a great brand. And if you've seen the tea room in Khan Market now, oh my God, it's beautiful. Yeah, what an experience.
And we see this with multiple other brands as well, right? Like, I think for the way I look at it, from what Mokobara has done from a brand perspective, right? Again, very aspirational, but very Indian, you know. I think that's something we've got customers now saying that, main bahar ja rahi hun. So she's ordered 4 routines and stocked up on it and taken us, right?
Today morning also someone bought 4 sets of the shampoo and conditioner because she's going back abroad.
Really?
Yeah. Can you imagine someone stocking up on an Indian product, someone who lives in the US otherwise, can mujhe 4 sets leke jaane, so
she has everything available, but she's choosing this.
Yeah. Like, 10 times more expensive in the US.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But let's come to business, I think.
Yes.
Amazing. Like, I think for the viewers, I think we spent some time on this, but it's important to understand that today's consumer, and this is, by the way, absolutely top of the line thinking, right? In terms of consumer obsession, insights, what is the real need? What is competition doing? How can we be better? For that, we need a team of doctors or people who have done research in the space. Let us create this product. This is how the product needs to actually look like. By the way, it needs to be beautifully wrapped in a brand that has got sensibility. It's very easy. Look at the number of decisions they made. It would have been very easy to have made this a science-first brand, like Cetaphil or one of these ones. They could do that. They could have taken that route, which actually might be an equally good route in air. But they wanted to make it about beauty. They wanted to make it about aesthetic, sensorial feeling. So the whole Moxie world has come together with product, brand, communication, pricing. Yeah. But now you took that to market in November, December?
November. And okay. But before we move, experts on that front also, by the way, we invested in everything. We were like, hame nahi aata, so let's not even try, right? So people who are excellent at brand strategy, thinking through brand idea, visual design, all of the raw material was there inside us. But to be able to really shape it and bring it here,
So
we really did invest.
The decision making, and just to add on to the decision making, right? I think when we started, before we had any of our fundraise, taking our savings, and Nikita made this call before I joined her, we had taken, we worked with an agency called Police C, based out of Bombay, and it was the most fantastic decision, but it was a very expensive decision to be taken out of your own savings also, right? But
as an individual, like large companies, you know, they're working with Nykaa. The Nykaa meeting is going on in the next room or I'm alone, right? And I was like, but I think it's important.
But the confidence to take that call is quite significant because it pays off in the longer term. And the fundamental is very right.
It's very hard to change these things later, right? The name is the name. So I was like, I don't want to name it alone, right? I want experts to help me.
Do you know one interesting thing about Bombay Shaving Company? Rohit is not there right now, but even the initial design of the razor, the design of the brand, the including the first research fees, you have to pay like a small fee for a manufacturer or for a lab to kind of take a product up. All of that I had none through my savings. So when I asked the shaving cream, why MOQ gets it? That's a shaving cream product, difficult product. Others are 5,000, this will be around 15,000 tubes. Oh my God, 15,000 tubes, and that time our pricing was to be wild. 39 rupees or 40 rupees a tube. We go, let's see, 12 lakh rupees, kahin aur than so much. And by that time, I had allocated all my savings around 60 lakh rupees to this, and it was gone. When we raised 4 crores, I did not want to pay myself back from that 4 crores because I didn't want that 4 crores to become 3.4 on day one.
Yeah.
So then I started taking small amounts from that to pay off the loan. The balance sheet looked really wonky for a while. But you're right, it feels really expensive at that time.
Yeah.
It's really expensive. And again, that's something for founders who we are celebrating bootstrapping a lot. Bootstrapping is really, really hard. it is really hard because you need to start thinking ROI first. And sometimes if the return is not on time, then you start taking very conservative calls. And then you start taking very short-term calls. That balance is good. But let's come to business.
Yeah, Anmol, you want to take this? So mid-November, we launched. First 10 days was mostly friends, family. So December was the first real month of business. So May would have been month six. So like 6 months and whatever, 10 odd days. Since is how old we are business size, and Anmol, you want to maybe...
We decided to do D2C first because of the fact that I think we wanted to know the customer a lot better, test out the hypothesis. You can understand, get the customer information, speak to them, call them up, ask them what's working, what's not working, and everything else.
Has it panned out?
Yes, that's panned out really well. And I think, so we did D2C Live, but in D2C also, we wanted to make sure of the fact that because we're an unknown brand, the website shouldn't look as if it's just some random website, and you know, that trust factor comes in. The information hierarchy has to be thought through. We had one click checkout from day one. Extremely important for founders to know all of these things, simply because of the fact that the less the friction in the payment cycle, the better it is. That's why we chose D2C. We started scaling that with performance marketing. We started building our own ads. Creatives are all in-house, so we wanted to make sure of the fact that we grow that.
I love that you're the face of the brand, by the way. I think it is absolutely amazing to put yourself out there like that. And you're such a natural. Your hair kind of speaks your story. I think that was an amazing thing that you guys did.
You know, it's...
Everyone tries to do it. There are some t-shirt and the founder like, oh, I'm the founder, so let me come to this thing. It is not. You should not, like, it. Sometimes it works. Most times it doesn't.
Yeah.
This is based in, like, the honest truth of the brand. Like, I think I'm very earnest when I talk about it because it is truly my pain point. But by the way, it wasn't, like, a very major strategic decision. We always thought we'll put the founder in the storytelling, but the truth is we needed to drive traffic to the website, yeah. Right? Amazon gets its own traffic, yeah. But we wanted to focus on D2C, like SE Logo Co. Yeah. So we had to start doing a little bit of ads. It's very slow to grow your, you know, organic reach on social media. And I was the easiest available person. So it's like, Nikita hai yahan pe. To bana lete ek do creative, let's see how it goes. And the response was so good that we were like, you know, we should then make this very central because it's resonating with people.
Yeah, some people are not good on camera. It's just the truth of it is, a lot of founders are trying to do personal branding. I think you can do it like, for example, podcasts are great. But in a beauty context, it really is a tricky... Like Shashank does a good job with the whole truth for his
so good.
Right? He does a very good, he's a fit guy. He knows the science of it, does a good job. He's also a very good communicator, articulator.
Yeah.
But most people
and again, that trust comes in very naturally with him talking on screen, right? Like in that ad, you trust knowing he's making sense. So you buy it on that basis. But then we in about Jan end, we opened up Amazon.
A lot of brands, by the way, wanted to do Amazon first and then D2C.
Yeah.
You guys went the other way, right?
Just because of customer data. Customer data and the quality of the website that we had built, we had very high confidence on the fact that these metrics would make sense. So, for example, even with our one-click checkout, and I'm surprised by this for ourselves as well most of the times, our... COD is 35% and prepaid orders are 65%. But the reverse is the order for a lot of brands that I know of. We don't incentivize or disincentivize you to choose prepaid or cash on delivery. The reason for that happening is the fact that the consumer is just so bought into the story before coming to the checkout. They're okay to trust you with money upfront as well. Even first time. So
that's very interesting.
So that's been a cool insight on that front.
How much is D2C now? So you're now doing 60 lakhs a month, of which 75% is D2C?
Yes. 75% D2C.
Wow. So you're now hitting 1.5 lakhs a day on D2C.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. And ROAS of?
It's about 3.5 now. It used to be 4 plus.
And is Instagram
the main
channel?
Yes. Yes. We have a little bit of traffic coming from Google also. We're going to start YouTube. But
search hota hai is pe?
Hota hai. मतलब ब्रांड सर्च से प्रोटेक्ट करने वाली चीज है बट सर्च भी होता है देयर आर वी आर ऑब्वियसली बिडिंग मोर ऑन लॉन्ग टेल कीवर्ड शैम्पू पे तो मतलब वी विल गो बैंकरप्ट टुमारो
बट अगेन इवन लाइक फॉर अस वी थॉट रेजर एटसेट्रा इन द बिग बट देयर आर नॉट बिग गूगल सर्च वर्ड्स देयर बिग Amazon सर्च वर्ड्स
ओह डेफिनेटली आई थिंक इवन फॉर अस एंड YouTube सो व्हेन यू आर ट्राइंग टू फिगर आउट व्हाट टू डू इन द ब्यूटी कैटेगरी इवन फॉर हेयर यू आर ऑफन लुकिंग फॉर अ ट्यूटोरियल और अ वीडियो सो द यू विल आइदर ओपन Amazon और YouTube But there is also enough on Google, on Google Shopping, that we've activated that first, because I think we need to understand the nuances of YouTube a little bit. You can't do exactly what you do on Meta. And to a smaller team, right? And we all do all creative in-house. So we wanted to go step by step. So we figured, let's start here. You can click through to our profile. We had, you know, many months of content.
Your brand store and all on Amazon?
Before we started. Yes.
You know one thing? Amazon has 71,000. I don't know what the current. 71,000 personal care brands.
That's insane.
So when we started, that number was 4,000 to 5,000.
Crazy.
Okay, so now they have taken that unlimited inventory promise to a very new level. The unfortunate part is there will always be someone who's 71,000 this day.
Yeah.
Right, so that brand never gets discovered. So Amazon is a great place to list.
Yeah.
But discovery still is an onus on the brand. Amazon is not shopping for it as much as they used to. Also, I think, and this is something which I wanted to share with you guys, is equilibrium in markets are bad for entrants. Right. The moment there's an equilibrium shift, then that becomes great for new age companies. To give you an example, when 2013, 2014 is when Amazon, Flipkart started becoming really scaled in India, like very mainstream. If you went and searched for earphones on Amazon, the bids were like very low. And you didn't have to like bid a lot. There was this classic Harman Kardon, and you know, all of these guys were doing the regular bids. And for them, it was like 2% of their sales or 5% or whatever. Suddenly, Boat came in and then just kind of just powered their way through into great pricing, great product, bidding on keywords, and started climbing the organic ranks very quickly. And that happened because a lot of customers were moving towards Amazon Flipkart. So equilibrium was disturbed.
Yeah.
A new entrant came in. But today that strategy will likely not work.
Yeah.
No, it's too crowded now. And also the large companies are now spending a lot more, right? So
Exactly. Now the equilibrium is kind of pendulum from the other.
Yeah.
Someone was telling
us. They came late to the party, but they realized the party's here. So they started spending a lot.
So someone was telling us recently it's more expensive to acquire for shampoo on Amazon than it is to run TVCs at a B&L level for them. Can you imagine?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe he was only half joking, right? So it's very hard, at least with generic keywords and things like that. But if you start with a niche, maybe you can. But that thinking has kind of turned on its head a little bit, that it isn't as easy now or as inexpensive now to acquire very quickly on Amazon. And like Anmol said, you definitely are not in touch with the customer. So if that is important for you to be doing early on, get to product market fit, we do actually call most of them. Right.
So,
and,
but my view is, look, like if you have a customer like Malvika who bought off your D2C website, she's bought off it 4-5 times, and tomorrow she's on an Amazon page and she's like, oh, Shimmer from Oxygen, let me just add it. The fact that your guys are there allows. You don't need to be in touch with her as much for that transaction. Amazon, the fulfillment engine, the product is there.
It's only early days. First 3 months, we wanted to, or 4 months, we wanted to hyper-focus on D2C, and then we opened up Amazon because that's the easiest one to do. It's very democratic. In conversations with the others, because we knew after that we'll want to also build on Marketplace. Nykaa. That's like a very kind of initial product market fit measurement sort of decision. And so Nykaa and Qcom.
Yeah. You know, and I think what the reason why we went with Amazon was the fact that we realized that shampoo is also a category where you want it quickly, right? So Qcom would be brilliant and ideal for that. Because my shampoo is over, so I'll order it in 10 minutes. Yeah, but Amazon was the only other platform that gave us a one-day delivery option, right? And because initial days, ek hi warehouse hai, Delhi mein warehouse hai, Kerala pahunchte pahunchte 7 din lag rahe hain, Bangalore pahunchte 5 din lag rahe hain. So to solve for that is why we opened up Amazon in the first place. We would have had the crowd not been around Blinkit and everybody wanting to get in, we would have gone there first. But that's ideal. But I think what the realization is and what a lot of brands miss out on is the consumer really wants speed of delivery now, and the base has changed. Wo 5 din baad agar aapka shampoo aa raha hai, that's not acceptable anymore. So that's but the learning has been the fact that we saw a transition going from D2C to a lot of people asking ki mujhe ek din mein kaise mil sakta, acha main Amazon se order kar lete. Right? That option.
So we wanted to be present there, right? We weren't investing as much in growing that channel in these first few months. Now we started to. But we needed to be present there because just they have more efficient logistics, right? And if people wanted.
I think businesses that solve their problems the best, which are core to them, you let them do it. You guys solve the problem for hair. Blinkit solves the problem for 10 minutes. your D2C should not be following the problem for 10 minutes anyway. You should just give it to Blinkit and say, yaar, ye mere customer hai, jo bhi mere customer ko chahiye,
yeah. Product
mera hai. Yeah. Right.
No,
that's.
I think the third important bit for QCOM to really work, and we're realizing this now in the last couple of months, is to really know what your hotspots across the country are, yeah. Right? Because if you're going to take shelf space in dark stores, you really need to know ki kahan se pick up hoga aur kitni jaldi pahunchega, and those are the ones that you currently focus on. So experimentation becomes a lot better once you have your own data from D2C as well.
And so important. So again, for the viewers, just think about the way they've thought about this, right? They've said D2C to tell the story and stay close to the consumer. We have put in the effort to make a great product, stay close to the consumer, get the consumer data, talk to them, iterate as much as possible, as upfront as possible. Then go to the place which has the maximum spread of availability and a balance on one-day delivery. And now they're saying we'll go everywhere. It's amazing that you've actually kind of thought this through in certain amount of detail. A lot of brands are now thinking to quick commerce first.
Yeah.
They'll build the brand on quick commerce, which might be good for, like, let's say, a chips brand.
Yeah.
But for your brand, which requires communication, some amount of trial, sampling, yeah. It's good for there to be critical mass outside of e-commerce.
Even for us to, I think, be able to figure out how to start and scale, where to do pilots, we need that data, right? For us also to be confident that it's going to be able to justify the shelf space, right? It's limited. These are very small dark stores in very expensive parts of the city. So even they were like, you know, if you have a few months of data, we are happy to chat, but it needs to make sense for both of us, right? It's and if you go and it doesn't work, this they say themselves also, ki hum, matlab, without any discussion, utha ke band kar denge 2 mahine baad. It doesn't make sense. It's too critical for us, to control the
revenue. The difference is, so Amazon, Flipkart, for example, operate from huge, like, lakhs of square feet of warehousing.
Yeah.
So for them, infinite inventory makes sense. But a Blinkit warehouse or a Instamart or a Zepto warehouse will probably have a dark store.
Yeah.
Will have 2,000 products. So their approach is, mere customer ko aaj chips chahiye, to mere ko top 3-4 chips brand chahiye.
Yeah.
I don't want the 10th and 12th largest chip brand, because it's an edge use case. Shampoo chahiye, to mere ko top 5 shampoo brands de do, jo which will cover 90% of my consumer use case.
Yeah.
If they want something specific, I don't have the space, because for them, they're optimizing for revenue per cubic feet, yeah, per unit type.
Yeah.
And it's, unless you guys have, because everyone wants to get to quick commerce right now.
Yeah.
Any founder I talk to, quick commerce, what they're not really sure of is what kind of velocity they can create. And what you don't want happening is getting in when you're not ready.
Yeah.
Not delivering to the account manager there.
Yeah.
And then for them to, like, dismiss you saying ki this didn't work, you were not part. Which has happened to us multiple times before. We have to step back, work on our demand creation, like we said, hotspots, right? Start in one city, maybe where you're doing some excess marketing, or when D2C ka, like, a lot more sales is coming from, let's say, concentrated, yeah, part of Delhi. Wahan pe char store mein daalo pehne.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the other thing to think about on that front is, see, the thing is, how do you grow on a channel as, yeah, well, right? Like, QCOM mein ghus gaye. Ab growth kaise hoga usme? So the question is, let's say if you have an ad spend on a Blinkit or a Zepto or an Instamart, what happens is if you're only available in one part of the city, so now they have concept of superstores that are available, which don't do 10-minute delivery, which do 30-minute delivery, which is all right by you as a new brand, because main one day se 30-minute pe aa gaya na, matlab sabse pehle to wo hai. Plus on top of that, what it solves for is the fact that when you run ads on any of these platforms, you're reaching the entire city.
Yeah.
You're not reaching only Bandra or only Indranagar. That's not, so you're going to, the ROI on that ad spend has to come out, and you need to be able to justify that. That's the other thing that we realized, and the reason why we didn't go with any other platform but went D2C first. Because we want to be really efficient with money and the ROI that we get on spends. The other thing is commissions, right? We don't pay commissions on D2C, but Amazon will take a commission, but Amazon's giving you a convenience of a different sort, which is the customers and the delivery time, right? Mm-hmm. QuickCom will ask you for heavier commissions simply because of the fact that it's solving for a different problem, which you also need to get to. But at the same point in time, because of the kind of products that we're getting and the ingredients that we have and how high quality product. So how do you play with when your margin is not as high simply because you're using quality ingredients, but also don't want to get into the discounting game? See, the thing is, a discounting game is a very tricky thing to handle. And we've seen a lot of use cases of people not being able to handle that well because the pressures become too much. Right. So a healthy mix of what D2C can achieve for you versus what Amazon can achieve for you versus what Nykaa and Quickcom can achieve for you is something that we'll also have to explore in the next six months.
Yeah, at a P&L level, because like beyond a point, obviously, marketplace is where the audience is, right, with high intent. Yeah. When they're scrolling Instagram, they may not be... Also, people don't stock up on extra shampoo. If it's not getting over, it's not probably the right time for them to buy it. So all of that is, of course, there. But I think we are very happy with the decision we took also because the unit economics of D2C made sense for us. Because of the...
The other issue is with prepaid, you get the customer payment in a day. With COD, you might actually get it in like 2 weeks. But it's in that 10 to 15 day max window.
So that cycle is really good. And like our ROAS, you know, fortunately was pretty good. Otherwise, if the unit economics of D2C are so shitty, then you're like, I might as well pay the commission. But overall, still maybe be in a better spot in terms of just looking at the P&L for the category or for the channel. So that, I think, was early decision. Now we're thinking about doing a lot of channel expansion going forward, starting with Nykaa and some pilots with Qcom players also, maybe in one or two cities. Try this longer chain model of superstores. Yeah. To begin with, some of them are piloting a marketplace model. So, you know, we're happy to do that. Whatever works for a smaller brand like ours, just to test it out.
Customers to get you.
Customer
has to get you whenever they want. That part from the superstore.
That clearly stated preference by the customer also. Okay, bhai, I need it. Yeah, I need it on the
gate. And I think D2C will remain as a channel, which will be pretty big for us, simply because of the fact that we can justify storytelling a lot better than when we can't do that anywhere else. And our brand is built with keeping storytelling in mind. But the idea is that on D2C, when does the customer receive the product also is a critical question, right? So the good thing is the fact that ShipRocket and all of these platforms have solved that for you to a large degree, where I can open up now knowing that my Bombay customer or a Bangalore or a Hyderabad, I can open up with six warehouses, I can probably do 1 to 2 day delivery to most of my consumer base, which is good enough because it cannot be 5 to 6 days is just not acceptable in today's day and age. But that's the plan to open up those warehouses.
You want to start that early even with Amazon, right? So we're doing FBA. Everyone obviously wants to be doing an FBA because it's just better experience for the customer, and we shouldn't even attempt to do it better than Amazon can. But even advice from them, we spoke to someone there and they were like, you should start getting your GSTs for every state on day one. Just do it. Just take the GST and keep it. So that when you are getting a sense of demand and you start planning, you can open up the fulfillment center wherever, right? Aap apna additional place of business karwaake wahan pe khol lo, because it is a slightly long process. So that's something that we started doing both for D2C and for all these other channels, so that if we want to be able to, let's say, hold inventory in four different regional clusters, time and also cost, delivery cost will get optimized. Wo abhi se sochna chalu karo. This is not a ek saal baad sochenge thing anymore. It is a month-month priority.
And we were at a party with and we met Albinder, and we were speaking to him. Albinder gave us an insight which is mind-blowing to me from a consumer insights perspective.
He does that all the time. On the
right? Yeah. So what he was basically talking about was the fact that if you have a 100-gram toothpaste and a 50-gram toothpaste, but the flavor is very different and the price is the same for both, what they're seeing is a lot more pickup of the 50-gram one, which costs the same as the 100-gram one, because and this is, quick commerce has fundamentally changed things, right? And we don't realize it on a daily level. Like, 10 minute mein mere paas aa jayega, main try kar lunga, agar nahi pasand aaya, I will not buy it from next time onwards, but my loop of closure is this fast, 10 minutes, right? And keeping delivery in mind and then making decisions is a very different concept altogether. What that does to us, and when we were talking about the whole Amazon 71,000 brands in beauty space, is the fact that if a brand like us goes on to Qcom, and if we look good enough, or if we can seem credible enough, the consumer on Qcom is willing to experiment.
Yeah, I agree. I completely, as opposed to people are saying Qcom is like kirana ka dukaan on my phone, I don't think so, because I think Qcom will still have a scrolling, like new brands, the PlayStation experiment.
Yeah.
Like, it's unthinkable that they could sell 5 crore of PlayStation in like a few hours or whatever.
Yeah.
People will overspend, people will discover more. I think your brand has credibility, has good marketing in general around, outside of the platform also.
Yeah.
People do a good job. amazing. People, like, I heard a really cool podcast from this guy called Asim Dhruv, who, like, runs SBFC. And it's like a 1,000 crore top line, 200 crore EBITDA business. And he said, one thing about businesses that are built well is, we get our quarters right and we get our decades right. You have to think decade and quarter both. So what is it for you guys? Like, what do you guys think at the here and now level? Like, want to go from 60 a month to a crore and take your friends to Korea and your team to, like, Paris or whatever? Or, and what is the decade plan? Like, how do you guys think about, like, 2040 for Moxie?
I think we're building a younger, edgier, cooler, cleaner L'Oreal. L'Oreal's been the biggest and a fantastic brand globally on a beauty, and to do it for generations like that, right? I think the aim is to make sure of the fact that we build from India, but then do it globally for the world.
Also, I hear there is capital now to kind of get to allocate and to get good team and to invest in the things that we want to do. So, well done on that, by the way. I know the ink is yet to dry, but I don't know whether it's been inked yet.
Getting inked next week. End of the month they want to complete the transaction. Small diligence, because, like, such a young business. Yeah. We did raise angel money last year. Right, in April, we did a largish round, 5.5 crores. Most of that is still with us, whether in cash or as inventory. So we were not in a hurry to raise. We wanted to raise once we hit that 1 crore, sort of mark, which we thought would come a little later. But things have been, going so well. All the metrics look good. The fundamentals are there. So we are raising.
Product is big.
Oh, yes.
That's the thing. I think the business is a reflection on the product.
Yeah.
I think you guys have gotten the product right. So I think your quarter game will play out. Even you will get capital, in my view, to build this out the way you want. I think the challenge for you would be if markets start tightening up, or they are shallower than you think, then how are you guys able to evolve into finding deeper markets? Either at a price level or at a product level.
Yeah. The short term sort of number is to get, like, now from the 50-60 lakh mark to go to the 1 crore mark, and to do that by September, and then Anmol has his as a absurd sales plans. Guy has his absurd,
which I don't want to put out in the world because I don't want to take anybody anywhere.
like 2x, 3x targets of what I had in mind. He was whiteboarding it just yesterday. I was like, oh my god, like, that's a lot of zeros. But we've been thinking about where we need to get. I think 18 months out is where we've thought in terms of, like, exact numbers.
What's that number?
By the end of next year, we want to be at about 3.5 to 4 crore, conservative.
That's called golden knowledge.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. We'll happen
next year in 18 months.
My numbers double.
We're going to probably double every 4 to 5 months.
That is our conservative estimate.
She's the conservative one. I'm the optimistic one. We land somewhere in the middle. That's how we operate.
Newton wrap.
Mera number 8 crore hai.
I said 8.7. I have a photo of this from yesterday.
8.7 sounds like a 100 crore number.
Yeah.
8.7 is 100 crore, right?
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, this is what we do. I was like, for capital, I'm thinking capital efficiency. He's sales, I'm finance. Yeah. So I have different ways of looking at the metrics. And he's like, forget about all of this. And what he said, right, I think we'll have more launches. We have a lot in our R&D pipeline even for next year. And just channels, simple stuff, just being present on. We are only on D2C and Amazon. And even Amazon, we haven't invested to really scale it much. Right? We're there. So we exist if someone wants to find us. So it should be hyper scale, hopefully. But I'm afraid to say the number 8.7 out loud, because it's just like...
Say 9. Round it up. So my only advice to you would be, I think new launch-driven growth is good, but don't let it distract you from repeats.
Yeah.
So new launches always give growth, but existing product, like your shampoo, conditioner, the core.
Yeah.
How much is that repeating is an important part of the growth, and that's where the growth should be. Second thing is, I think just be careful about channel margins and overall margin profile of the business. And a product level. So if your shampoo, for example, at a gross margin of 78, but your gel is at a gross margin of 65, for example.
Yeah.
Try to increase the gross margin, because low GM products will
pull down
your overall margin.
Yeah.
And our GMs are on the lower side only because our ingredients are super.
I'll tell you an interesting story, which is literally 2 weeks back, we were waiting for an ingredient to come from abroad. A bunch of our ingredients come from outside. सर वो ना पायरेट्स ने लूट लिया है. He's like, what? I'm like, that's not even an excuse that I think a supplier would make up, you know? Yeah. And Nikita's just like, wait, he's like, pirate? Like an eye cap and a hook?
I think the issue is them and the war.
Yeah.
There's so much issue in the Red Sea. It's going very, very tricky.
Yeah.
Actually, you should evaluate the air versus sea.
Yeah, we've been thinking about that because its unpredictability has become too much. And matlab India mein bhi milta hai the ingredient, but the grade we want, we have to import it. And I'm not willing to compromise on that. Yeah. Right? So we're just figuring out by air.
And I think
make it work.
Same product, same channel. Same products on D2C, same product on Amazon, same. I think just nail that. I think you can go from 60 to 2 to 4 to 8.7 on just very limited expansion.
Yeah.
Of just by like focusing on channel growth. उसी कस्टमर को वही प्रोडक्ट देना है तो वो मल्टीपल चैनल से जाएगा और उन चैनल में मार्जिन को अच्छे से रखना.
आई
थिंक दैट शुड बी
अनोर इज लाइक इफ वी डोंट ग्रो बाय 10% मंथ ऑन मंथ देन हम नालायक हैं एंड इफ वी डू दैट देन ये नंबर तो अचीवेबल है. लाइक मैन
Anyways, guys, we have reached the time for your call. But thank you so much for being so generous with your time. Congratulations on hyperscaling. I think with your insights, I think for the viewers on how to think about a consumer, how to identify a latent need, how to build a product for that latent need, how to wrap it with a marketing layer that is so beautiful and effective, not just beautiful.
Right.
And then think about channel in a particular way, to think about a capital allocation. Just the maturity you both have is a learning for me and hopefully for everyone else who's thinking about starting a company. So I think from the Barbershop team and from everyone who's watching, all the best. We're watching you, cheering you on. Hopefully Moxie becomes the L'Oreal from India and then some.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.